Welcome to the Granite City Journal.
Few people who lived in Vermont in the fall of 1927 could forget the flood of 27.
Pat Belding is an assistant librarian at Barry's Aldrich Public Library. In 1977, she interviewed 24 survivors of one of Barry's and Vermont's greatest natural disasters, the 1927 flood.
It had been a very wet fall. October had had much more rainfall than usual. The ground was just like a big wet sponge. There was no more space for the water to go. So when it started to rain on November 2nd, the rain began to run off, and by noon of the 3rd, it was a torrential downpour. It continued raining through the 4th until they had 25 inches of rain. Barry had a loss of 7 lives, including the Lieutenant Governor Hollister Jackson, 4 young boys of one family from the south end of town, and 2 middle-aged men who were working in the F.H. Rogers store. The loss of life on Webster Avenue, which were the 4 little Thomas boys, all under 10 years old, was really a very sad occurrence and probably never should have happened. When the Ice House Dam above Webster Avenue, which is about where Sprague Electric is today, gave out, all the waters flooded right across Webster Avenue and tilted many of the houses, and many of the people were stranded in that area.
One of those stranded was 13-year-old Harley Dakota, who lived with his family on Webster Avenue. Harley still vividly recalls the events of November 3rd, as he told Pat Belding.
We were let out of school early in the afternoon because the water was scraping the bridges in, you know. And oh, wasn't it raining, coming down in buckets. The water was rising fast. And when we got down to the South Main Street Bridge, of course, we were fascinated, you know, looking at it. And then when we got over on Webster Avenue, the whole meadow in back of the avenue was flooded full. And it looked like a lake.
Eventually, Harley and his brothers made their way home.
My mother were there, of course, and we all got into the house, and we weren't thinking too much of a big flood, you know. So my mother started to, you know, go around the house doing her usual chores, and all of a sudden, one of us boys opened the cellar door, and we had cabbages stored in the cellar. We said, "Oh, mother, come look. The cabbages were right up here, right up ready to come into the kitchen." And my stepfather looked out the door, and then the water was starting to come around the house. So he said, "We got to get out of here."
Taking the children first, Harley's stepfather headed out into water that had already risen above his knees. Harley was sent on up the block to the Thomas house, which he reached just as the Ice House Dam began giving way.
We were trapped there. We knew it. The water was coming up all the time. And then it got dark, and of course electricity went out, and it was black. We finally had to go upstairs because the water was in the kitchen.
Soon, however, a rescue boat appeared with 2 men, Sheriff McNulty, and a recently arrived Swede named Helgi Carlson.
First thing we heard was these 2 men coming in through the window. We were all in there, and they come in, and they said, "We'll take the 5 boys first." So I always had a fear of water, and I says, "I'm not going this time." And one of them men spoke up, whether it was McNulty or whether it was Carlson, I don't remember. Said, "If this boy don't want to go, we won't take him this time. We'll take him next trip."
It was a lucky decision for Harley, but a tragic one for the 4 Thomas children, for as soon as the boat was loaded, it tipped over. As Pat Belding tells the story,
Helgi Carlson and the sheriff went into the water, and the little boys grabbed onto Helgi, but he couldn't save them. The sheriff was saved. He got himself to a telephone pole and pulled himself up. But Helgi went down the river, down in back of Trauholden now, over the dam, under the granite bridge, and ended up down in back of where Rulo's is now, climbed up a pipe and lay spread-eagled all night long on the roof of that building.
Eventually, Harley Dakota and the others trapped inside the Thomas house were successfully rescued, but the loss of the 4 boys remained a grim reminder of the flood's devastation. Even after the rain had stopped falling and the waters receded, it was some time before Barry could return to business as usual.
The first train didn't come in for about 3 months, something like that. The milk trains couldn't go out. The cleanup was something that went on continuously, I think, for quite a while. They had to bring granite chips down from the quarries to fill in a lot of the areas. A lot of the bridges went out, of course. They shoveled mud, I think, probably for a couple of weeks, full, steady anyway.
Pat Belding, recalling Barry and the flood of 1927.